Hello and welcome back to Sad Boys Nights.
Ooh. Jazz in the air.
We're playing smooth jazz right now. This is the premium Patreon podcast where we just sit back, relax in our seats, and we just chat a bit more.
I got my own thing going on over
here. We chat a bit more and we have a good old time.
Ah, this one's the good one.
Oh. So this is where we get to kind of kick back, relax, and unwind.
Yeah. I guess you
could gossip a little
you get
bit.
It.
Okay.
We get to gossip. Sometimes we get a little...
Oh.
He's unwound. He's so unwound.
Bonus content is easy.
Yeah, wow. Go over to the Patreon to see him die.
Oh, man.
Lexus Ferrari.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I'm just going to pass away then.
Okay.
If you could get like an Elgato dream capture
device.
Whoa. Yeah.
Or like HD S60 dream capture.
Yeah, you plug it in and you can like stream your dreams.
Dude, that actually like... There's like a decent chance that will become a genre of streaming someday. Yeah. That's insane. I didn't think about that.
Well, because they are trying to like... I haven't read much into it, but there is research on like visualizing dreams.
Yeah, I saw something about it a long time ago, before like all the AI visualization stuff was as popular. And then I saw something very recently about like, I think it was just like they were showing people images and then, I think it was actually dreams. And like they would record it and then they use AI to figure like to actually visualize it.
Right,
so it's gotten like a lot better now because they've added the AI portion of it. And it's so they'll like record people's dreams and then like ask them when they woke up what the dream was about. And then they'll
like compare.
Yeah, they'll compare and see if it's real. And sometimes it is.
That's so interesting. What a weird time we live in right now.
What a weird time for like so much funding and effort going into things that's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So we already got... I guess we can cure a bunch of shit. And everything else we could cure, we're being blocked from curing for pharmaceutical benefit. I guess we'll just, like, make a bee that can talk.
Do you guys
teach us something about that.
I was just thinking, like, in, like, starting kind of, like, now, did you see, like, I think it's Quebble Cop. Do you know him at all? He, like, tweeted something. I've never watched this video, so I don't really know what kind of videos
he
makes.
I only saw the Sunny V2 video that was like, how Quebble Cop's
ruined
career,
his career.
Ruined his career,
I don't like him, and he's bad because of that.
Here is the story of how...
Ninja's dying.
Ninja's channel is dying for this reason.
He does over-pronouncing.
He tweeted that his channel is soon going to be all AI. Like, he's not going to be involved in any form. Like, it's going to be an AI voice of him written by whatever, like, ChatGPT or whatever. As that gets better, like, do you think that there will be, like, eventually people won't know if their favorite YouTuber is, like, actually a real person or
not? Yeah, because we already have VTubers, too.
Right. So if it's, like, they're not even showing their face, then it's, like, maybe this isn't a real person. So,
that
like, any YouTuber before 2023, you can be reasonably sure is, like, still, like, probably a real person.
Right.
And then, like, after that, it's, like, yeah, I really like this new faceless YouTuber that does video essays.
Dream.
Yeah.
But the face moves. It can speak.
Yeah.
Dream?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's me! I can't get the mask off. It's stuck.
So I thought that was weird.
That
I was like,
weird,
I wonder
yeah.
if like it there because people are already like nostalgic for like old YouTube, but it's gonna be like a whole different thing once you're like not sure if your favorite YouTuber is a real person or not.
You know what? I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say it makes me think about the stratification of content. I think that's the right word. Where like basically, back in this like the day, there were only a few different ways to get art. You know, there'd only be a few artists that played on the radio, a few artists that you could get records for, a few movies in the theater.
Yeah.
And then with like the advent of the internet, the amount of types of content has like gotten super granular. Like you have so many niches, right?
Yeah.
So I like, what is the logical extreme of that? Is it AI content that's so hyper-tailored to you as an individual?
Whoa, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because
it's like a vlog of your life somehow.
Yeah, it's like that episode of Black Mirror. That was an episode of the new season of Black Mirror.
Oh, really? I didn't watch it.
It's actually, I think it's a pretty bad episode.
It's episode one, right?
Yeah. I've heard that the new season is not very good.
Yeah, but the first episode is about... I think it's called Yajane. So it's a woman who like works at a tech office or whatever, and she's like shitty. Mm-hmm. And then she goes home and she's like going through Netflix with a friend, and it's like a show called Jane is Awful.
Oh.
And then she watches it, and then it's like Salma Hayek playing her, but then it's all the events of that day happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What if a TV had you on it? Mm-hmm. That's that episode.
Yeah.
Bummer is one of my favorite shows ever, and it has a 40% hit rate.
Yeah.
The majority of episodes are not good.
Are you guys like sick of hearing about AI yet? I am kind of like on the edge of like, I don't need to hear about how you're using ChatGPT to supercharge the descriptions of your YouTube videos or whatever.
I'm sick of the reactionary takes I find so incredibly tedious. It's never from people informed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, it's like written so inaccessibly and with so many acronyms that it's not like applicable.
Yeah.
But every single time I see some, maybe an interesting use case, maybe just something kind of arbitrary. And then, even worse, when I'm reading about, say, the writer's strike, or I'm seeing takes on the writer's strike, which for some reason there are multiple of, as opposed to just, yeah, it's bad that people don't get paid. Every now and then from some blue check dickhead, I'll just see like, well, honestly, the reason that we need to be careful about AI is that it could take over.
Oh.
It's like, no, the AI is bad because this would be robbing people of their craft and using their work against their will.
Yeah.
It doesn't also need to be like hyperbolized to death and destruction and Skynet. And it's just, I don't know, it's like a perfect little encapsulation of how, especially in the US, it's just, it's too boring to have like a rational take. Mm-hmm. I need to be all, actually the vaccine isn't just, I'm not just scared of it, it's evil and will make you gay.
Yeah.
Like there's just.
It's not just like a somewhat new technology works pretty well. It's actually gonna kill you.
I think the other thing is that it's hard to have meaningful conversations about AI ethics currently because so many people, I don't know who I blame for this, so I don't want to say that I'm blaming the public, but so much stuff now online, especially on Twitter, where it feels like people are more interested in like gaining clout points than like anything else. Anything that is AI is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a reductive take, especially because of how like meaningful AI will be to like medicine and everything. Or like that's just an easy example, but
And how prevalent it's been in their lives for a lot longer than the last year.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like AI didn't just show up. And so there are tools like there are tools that exist that have existed for years that people use. And then somebody goes, oh, but it's AI. And it's like, okay, that doesn't mean bad. Now.
Right.
I mean, technically speaking, as far as like the acronym of AI, what that is used for, AI is basically just a very good computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it means. It's like very comprehensive can learn.
What if they actually have hated AI the whole time? Yeah. They're like pissed about it beating that like chess champion like 30 years ago and they just haven't gotten over it yet.
They're pissed about Deep Blue.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Google learning my search interests.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, justice for Kasparov, actually. Yeah. Dude, Gary got robbed by that computer.
The ultimate Queen's Gambit or whatever.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, that...
Sorry for your loss again.
No worries, dude. Jeez, I did what I had to do.
Wait, you didn't? You said you were at a supermarket.
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting a phone call.
You were receiving a phone. Like you could have easily.
Yeah, I can't talk about it.
Oh, he is. It says from fellow assassin.
Why did I list it as
that? Yeah. My co-pilot.
From fake alibi. Fake Alibi James.
Alibi Jones. Actually, Alibi's kind of a sick name. Alibi Jones for sure sounds like a cyberpunk.
That's so cool.
Alibi Jones.
Fuck yeah.
Our dog Sunday, one day we just started calling her Sunday Jones because it just flows so well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's gotten to the point where we like almost don't even call her Sunday anymore. That's like evolved into like Joni or Jonas. And so now we have a bunch of other names for
that's
her. We barely ever call her Sunday.
Dipper's kind of getting there too because he's got a lot of, you know.
We call him Big Dip.
We do call him Dip.
Okay.
Come over here, Dip.
I can't stop calling him Pickle Dip.
Pickle Dip.
Pickle Dip.
That's fun. Yeah, I think Dip is the main nickname though.
Yeah.
Somebody calls him Dippy, but I don't love that. Sometimes I call him Dipper Johnson because when I'm mad at him.
Yeah.
Johnson, get a middle Dipper name Johnson. In there somewhere?
Yeah.
Does he have a middle name?
He doesn't.
Mm. Oh.
He needs one. Dipper Jordan Johnson?
Who cares? If you don't want to do that, fuck me, I guess.
How about Jarvis Jordan?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, dude. We didn't talk about that.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
One of at the like VidCon registration, there was some sort of mishap, and one of my plus ones was Anastasia, our producer, and another one was supposed to be Jordan, but somehow came out Jarvis Jordan.
I think it might have been. So I think there's a possibility that I'm listed as something else through our management. Like as a not a featured creator or some just like a different kind of all access or different source of it.
Just sort of like a different breed. Just like a new LOL legend. Built different.
Yeah, he's kind of built different.
Chad, I think it was just said, and it's made out of gold.
Featured Chad.
But they my manager went to go grab my pass for me. I didn't know he was doing that. Mm-hmm. And then management turned up and they were like, yeah, we got you all set up. I don't know how you already got in. I'm like, well, first of all, we just walked in, which sounds insane.
And then they gave, when the Jarvis Jordan conversation went like this, you have a plus one. It says, no. They gave me your pass. And they said, and it said all access or invited guests or something like that. And I was like, oh, actually, I'm a featured creator under Jarvis Johnson. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is for Jarvis Jordan. And I was like, yeah, that's not a real person. And then they go, here's your envelope. And they gave me like the Jarvis Johnson badge. And I was like, yeah, so can I take this or whatever? And they're like, well, Jarvis Jordan can just come pick it up. And I'm like, that's not a real person.
He never will.
He will never come pick it up.
I know he can. He can't, though.
What if, like, right behind you walked in a guy that was, like, an amalgamation of your faces, and he's like, here I am. I'm ready for my packet pickup.
Half a mustache of each of us.
Do you remember when I did that thing at Patreon where, for one of our hack days, I took a bunch of photos? I was kind of reusing a project from like a computer vision class I took in college where I took a bunch of photos of people in the office and then I like started fusing their faces together. Because you can use like computer vision to like pick, or I don't even think it was I think we did it manually. I can't remember. But you would identify the points of focus, like the eyes, the nose, the cheeks, whatever. And then it would like kind of morph the faces together.
Yeah.
And so I have a photo of us that's
really good.
That is like Jarvis both Jordan. Of us, together.
Yeah.
And it freaks people out.
It does. I mean, it freaked out the Patreon office because half the people there were like, they look the same.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa.
People would already mix us up. Which was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was at a time when our haircuts were... I think that's... ever since then, we've kind of had opposing haircuts.
We've done the work. We've put our effort in.
Yeah. Because we had a similar haircut back in those days.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never heard of something like that happening where like you get mixed up with someone who's like, you know, looks a little similar and makes similar jokes and stuff.
You did a tour, I feel like.
You feel like I did a tour?
Yeah, you did a tour about that, I feel like.
I was going to say thoughts don't care about your feelings.
Thoughts
don't care about your feelings.
That's so mean.
I think when you guys put out the announcement for that, I don't know if it started with the song. And I feel like I sent it to Jordan and I was like, they took our thing. People really do mix us up.
Well, now people are going to mix up like us and you guys as a...
Which group is...
Well, that's already the new extension of the joke that's been going on for 4 years or 5 years, which is you take a photo of Danny and then they'll go, oh, it's cool that you had Drew on. But then they're like, no, it's cool that you had Curtis on. And then eventually it's like... It's nice to see Jordan again.
Yeah,
there's Laura.
And then slowly we're going to work our way around to where we're just calling each other by the actual
names. So like if you guys end, I feel like the more people we all collaborate with, like the farther that will stretch. So like what if, because you guys did like the podcast with Link, maybe it'll go to Link and then whoever he's collabed with and then, you know, someday it'll just be like, it won't even make sense anymore. It'll be a picture of me and it'll be like, wow, like you know, T-Pain looks so good.
Dude, Elizabeth.
He collabs with Rhett a lot.
Queen Elizabeth looks incredible here.
just bones.
No, you gotta stop that. You didn't do it.
No.
Wait, speaking of bones, did you guys hear about the skeleton thing that Laura saw this morning?
No.
You hear the story? Oh. What?
There's no way we could guess what this is.
It is a weird story. So Laura said, this morning, I was in the like living room here, and Laura came out and looked like right there, and was like, oh, there's not a skeleton there. And I was like, what? And she was like,
is this something she does often? Yeah. Assesses the environment.
Dude, yeah. There's no skeleton there, and there's no skeleton there. No, she came out and she's like, there's no skeleton there. And I was like, what? And she's like, last night I got up to go to the bathroom, and because the bathroom's like right there through the door. And she said, I looked out this window, and there was like a skeleton with sunglasses sitting on that chair. And I was like, and she was like, and I just thought it was like a, you know, some, because this is kind of like a Disney fun house sort of vibe. She was like, I thought it was just like a decoration out there.
Yeah.
And so then I went to the bathroom. I came back out. I looked again to make sure it was like what I saw was right. And I squinted and I was like, oh yeah, it is just a skeleton with sunglasses on. And then she went to bed. And then there was no skeleton with sunglasses, but she was like, but now that I'm looking at that chair, it does look like someone was sitting there because it's like pulled out, like the cushion is like moved. I'm like, what the fuck did you see last night?
For the viewers, it's the same chair we're sitting on, but there's literally no other embellishment. There's nothing that would make it look like a skeleton.
I was going to say, when you look at that pattern and you squint your eyes, I can kind of see a skeleton. Not like a real skeleton, but I can imagine if you like weren't paying it close attention.
But the sunglasses?
The sunglasses, I can't explain.
And the fact that she saw it before she went to the bathroom and then came out of the bathroom and double-checked.
And then I took a selfie. Here's me with the skeleton. Right.
Just a chair.
It almost sounds like something you would make up in court to make it sound more real, is saying like, no, I explicitly looked once before going to the bathroom and once after going to the bathroom to verify that it was there.
Right.
No, I couldn't have killed the queen. I was looking at a skeleton.
Yeah, and I looked at it twice.
I looked at it twice. I verified it.
I was looking at her skeleton. I mean,
skeleton of someone else.
I was aiming at it.
I was aiming my eyes to look at her skeleton.
I was busy looking through the sniper scope.
Okay, I probably should start heading out soon, if that's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You got a panel coming up, huh?
Yeah, I have a panel at 4 at VidCon. Be there.
Be there.
It's called Finding the Funny.
Yes, so this was about 9 days ago, maybe. No, 2 weeks ago.
For those watching.
Drew is next.
Yeah, I don't know how the release is going to happen, but yeah.
I don't know how we're going to make this happen.
We actually have to put out an episode after this, but I just want to take a nap. Because we have the Jack.
Well, you guys are going to record another one right now?
No. Oh. But we have the Jacksepticeye episode ready to go out, but I need to like fiddle with the thumbnail.
Oh.
So I guess I'm going to do that before I take a nap.
But then imagine the nap. Imagine the satisfaction.
Oh, the nap will be so good.
Are we doing anything tonight? Is there stuff?
Yeah. I think there's stuff.
Yeah.
There's like the H3 show tonight, but I don't think anybody's. Like, I think not all of us can go to that because we're not all invited. Or I'm not invited.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I think we were going to go to that.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's like in downtown LA. So we're going to have to drive up there.
If I went to downtown LA, I was like,
I can't not go to that because that's going to be like my Disney adult moment kind of. Yeah. I'm kind of a Disney adult about the H3 podcast.
Ooh. You were a Disney adult about Disney ever?
When I lived in LA, I used to go a lot because we had friends that were like kind of Disney adults. And also I had a friend that, could get us in for free cause he like worked for Marvel. So it was kind of like, why not go all the time?
Sure.
So, I never like dressed up to go or anything like that. I wouldn't say.
What would you dress up as?
What would I, if I like had to? Luke?
Had to. Under extreme duress.
Yeah.
Luke.
It's this kid I went to high school with.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. He has a lightsaber. Luke. Fortunately.
Yeah, Luke S. No, I don't know.
Dude,
do you have a favorite Disney character?
You gotta do big costumes now that you're gonna have a baby. Imagine the combined family costume.
Yeah, you gotta make Stewie. You gotta have so many costumes.
Well, they actually don't let adults wear costumes into Disney because they don't want kids to think that they are
that
the
makes sense.
Mascot. Oh. So you can like wear, like I see people will wear like the color scheme of Snow White, but they can't like dress up as Snow White.
Well, can I dress as a character from another franchise unrelated to?
Oh, like Harry Potter or something? And then,
like a competing franchise.
I'd like to dress up as John Wick.
Yeah.
With my
gun. I think they would allow that.
Open carry.
Yeah.
Just not anything Disney owned. So like Disney owns ESPN, so you can't dress up like a baseball player or anything because kids might think that you're the baseball player.
Yeah.
Ripping a baseball cap off your head.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Get the hell out.
Get out of here.
They're like, stop that, LeBron James.
Yeah, you're not allowed at Disney.
Yeah, LeBron James is not himself allowed to go to Disney.
Yeah. They don't want people thinking that he's LeBron James. Yeah.
How do you feel about panels? You ready? Feeling it? I mean, you already did one yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, I'm always kind of just like never really sure what to expect. And then it's usually fine when I get out there, so.
I say we let you go.
If you love me, let me go. And that's then just cut it there.
That's what the skeleton said to me last night when I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so you
I
spoke to him?
Freed him? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he kind of like levitated.
When I saw him, he saw that skin.
Oh.
No clothes.
Okay. Was the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Come to think of it. All right. Thanks for doing the show, dude. Love you very much.
Yeah, for sure.
See you soon.
Super fun.
We're staying.
I'm gonna take a big. I actually was gonna try to go to your panel, but now I'm realizing how much I need a nap and to work on the podcast.
That's okay. I don't know how it's gonna be. I mean, there's a bunch of other people on the panel that I don't really know, so I don't know if it's
But
don't come just for a little old me.
We'll have some.
You guys don't even
supporting.
Like me.
That's true.
You guys like me, right? You guys be sad if something happened to me?
Maybe if it were Danny.
What?
Maybe if you were me.
Yeah,
we could keep the Patreon running if I'm dead. Are you serious?
No, we could probably just put a cutout of Danny in your place and people wouldn't really be able to tell the difference.
On every episode?
Yeah.
But I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I guess I'd still be on the show.
That's true. Yeah, you'd still be on the show.
AI. Oh.
Anyway, Sad Boys Nights. Nighty night.
Do we say something at the end of this one?
We do kind of say nighty night.
Have we done enough?
Does that say 42 minutes?
Oh, no? I was looking at 24 minutes.
I can't read.
There's a 24 minute at the top, and that's a total recording.
I mean, you guys can keep recording.
Oh, we'll
keep
recording.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Danny.
And
then I just walk away.
Then you just walk away. Yeah, I think that's actually kind of cool.
Make it look really organic.
Maybe I'll sort of like...
And I see you again. It's implying he dies.
Yeah. I walk in the house and the house blows up.
His skeleton flies out.
With sunglasses on.
Lands right on the chair.
Oh, yeah. I did not see the time.
How the fuck are you, dude? We haven't done a solo up in a little while. I know we've done the bonuses, but...
Yeah.
Usually when we do the bonus, we're kind of reflecting. We're reading some stories, reflecting on stuff. But right now...
I'm a tired guy.
How do you find the bed? We're sleeping in bunk beds, but it's not the same one.
Not the same one. Two side-by-side bunk beds. It's really comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like surprisingly comfortable.
It's a, I guess like, it's like a twin memory foam bunk bed mattress.
Yeah, the memory foam is kind of throwing me for a loop.
I'm wondering if the top has it as well.
I'm too scared to try.
Yeah. Oh, there's no way. I mean,
it's too high up.
Surely, if I climb on a top bunk, it falls. Like,
that's kind of what I'm scared about. Like, the weight, like, it's just, like, so undistributed. Also, if I so much as, like, scratch myself in the bed, I feel like it shakes everything. Mm. So I've been trying to, like, move very daintily.
I've been tiptoeing around my bed.
Yeah, I've been tiptoeing around the bed.
Are you sleeping all right?
Despite? Yeah.
I mean, we've just been doing... A lot.
Yeah, we just had so much going on.
And also drinking. I think I'm just not going to drink. My body can't handle it again tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't even drinking insane amounts. It's just like it builds.
Yeah.
It's like I'm as hungover today as I was, as more than the first hangover.
Yeah.
We also went to the Patreon event yesterday.
True.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it's like I only knew Sarah Rose and Jack and Sam.
It was, I'll say this. I'm happy to be open about it. It was really weird. I felt really weird, and not in a bad way. It was just a. Since I've seen Sam almost 5 years.
Oh, that's crazy.
4.5 years. Yeah, last time I saw him would have been the end of 2018.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
So there is this like, but that's just circumstantial, and obviously I was out of the country and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. There are a handful of little things that made me feel so distant from the person I was when I knew them.
Right.
I was a unmedicated, facial hair free, no tattoos.
Yeah.
Lips, not, I think nicer overall. Right. It's like, I think I was a little bit more kind of boisterous and sweet then. And I think when I was chatting with Jack, he had this like Well, he's Jack. You know, he had a fulfilling, boisterous energy, and he was like fun and enthusiastic. And I realized that I don't have quite the same. I almost felt as though he could see it not matching to a degree, or me like not quite being able to get back there. Because I think I was a very, partially out of anxiety, I was just like a very, let's go. Yeah. Hey, man. What's
right? Wow. Right, right, right. Right.
And maybe I just, combination with a hangover, I did feel like I kind of underserved that event socially
a little bit. I felt the same way. I mean, I think that's how I feel when I'm like tired, like running on empty at VidCon. Mm. I did have a good conversation with Jack, though. We were just talking about the biz, catching him up on some of the Sad Boys stuff that we've been up to.
I mean, he loves that we're creators. He's always been
he's
very
super
encouraging
psyched on that. Always been super cool.
I think literally having a Patreon, I guess, is very surreal. It's a funny idea.
I know. I thought that was cool to like share with them that we like started a Patreon. Neat. And also just thank you to all the people who are supporting us on Patreon.
It's genuinely a huge deal.
It's a very big deal.
The whole team appreciate it. This is Peace Need to Say Lysis. I'm so deep. I'm an EP, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so EP.
I'm saying EP unironically now, I realize.
Yeah, you kind of can't quit.
I wore a joke hat too often. It's become a real hat. Yeah. You know? Now I am just EP.
You know what's funny is like the amount of tired I am, I'm like, oh, I gotta take all this stuff down. Like we gotta unset it up.
Oh,
my brain doesn't work.
We'll do it together.
It'll take 2 seconds. It's one of those things that's like not actually, it's just like in my head, it's a bigger deal. It's like when you have a shirt on the ground, you're like, however can I pick up that shirt?
But it's already there.
Yeah, no, but it's like, how do I move it to the laundry?
It's so much heavier than when I throw it on the ground.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man.
What's your worst habit for like, I guess like chore, house maintenance, personal care, the thing that falls off first?
I just leave everything out.
Yeah,
I just don't put anything away. It's so bad.
Living with someone has changed that for me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excellent right now. I never ever put a dish in the sink. Rinse it straight in the dishwasher. Because I know it will cascade.
Right,
but
right.
But prior to living with someone, absolutely, I would leave everything out. Dishes once a week.
It's just, oh yeah. But yeah, it's just like I've lived alone for a while now and it's fine. Like it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, I mean, this is my first time having an American roommate.
Yeah.
Like ever. It's kind of, I don't know. I fuck with it. He's nice. He's a sweetie.
Yeah. So you don't want to trade him out for a foreigner? For like the 80s band Foreigner?
Have I had an American roommate? So he's my first roommate in America. Have I had an American roommate elsewhere? No, never would. I never met Americans in the UK, like ever.
Yeah.
Maybe like three times in my life. Scared of me?
Yeah.
Because of my training?
No, just because of your face.
What the hell? Because it's too pretty.
They go, ah.
That does sound like they're scared.
Yeah.
I can't read that social cue. What do they mean?
Ah.
Ah, hi, ah.
Yeah, they turn into a skeleton.
Bro, I made a big mistake in my packing.
Uh-oh.
I forgot my tongue scraper.
Oh.
So I got to go to CVS.
Do you ever brush your tongue?
Don't work. Not to the efficacy of a shout out to Jeffrey Sun, a good friend of ours, former co-worker, a patron, if you can believe it.
Perfect pitch.
Speaking of frustrating people with great musical skill.
Yeah.
Lord. But he put me onto a tongue scraper on that. Remember the Hawaii vacation?
I remember that.
20.
Maui 2018.
It was 2018?
Had to be because I had a YouTube channel.
Oh.
And it wasn't 2019 because we were leaving Patreon.
Yeah.
Could have been 2017.
I feel like it was 2017 because I just felt younger.
No. You might be right.
I looked young in my brain, more young.
I made a video about it. There's apparently an artist named Jarvis who had a song called Vacation.
Wait, you know, I know something that happened right next to it coming out. Scorpion came out, the album.
Oh.
Because we were listening to Scorpion like a couple days after
That's
release.
That's really funny.
So that can be our benchmark.
This is the video.
I found.
July 3rd, 2018.
Oh, found work-life balance. What's the views on that? What are we getting?
It's got 100,000 views.
Score numbers.
I mean, like these videos just never get viewed because when I get new people come through, like what's the newest comment? The newest comment on this video is 1 year ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They scroll in all that, you know? It's just lurkers.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool. Yeah, like last year there were 4 comments, and then the last comment before that was 2 years ago. It's so interesting. It's like a old, what's the word? Time capsule.
Mm. That's one nice thing about content. I like that about Sad Boys as well. It's like specifically a Jordan Jarvis time capsule.
Yeah.
Oof. I got to record a video this week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I got to generate some juice. I tell you what. It was going to be today, but even just feeling my own body right now, not possible.
This is 3 years ago. The editing on this video is so satisfying and done so well. Unfortunate you didn't get that many views. Yeah, this is when I was like editing to the music and stuff. I was on my Casey Neistat shit. My TSA pre-check just expired. That's how long it's been since this video's come out. Oh, yeah. I missed the smoothie place in SFO.
Oh, I got recognized there before I did YouTube.
Was that the one where you got old Sad Voice?
Yeah. By voice only, and they don't listen to the show anymore.
That's crazy.
I guess that was longer ago than that. I filmed it a little bit so it was easier to see and cool.
Oh, thank you.
We can just use that footage.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that's tempted to do content like that as a one-off?
No. I mean, I definitely want to do some stuff out in the world, but it'll be like more directed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think it would be.
I don't enjoy vlogging.
It's a lot of trimming that's not fun.
Yeah, it feels like I think I like having a point.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise I'm just filming my life, and that's very invasive of my ability to experience my life.
Even getting photos publicly, I feel self-conscious.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like stuff happening, drawing the eye.
Yeah.
And then also some people are like, oh, the camera, you can't record me.
Right.
That's against your rules. Well, even when we did the photo shoot, I kind of felt a little bit of, I can't be too showy. I can't try and look too cool.
You look so, I mean, I love, you look great in the photo shoot.
Thanks, man. I think the photos that we got, we both look fucking sick, came out really well. But did you also get that feeling during where I'm like, well, I don't want to try too hard, it's cringe.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what, like the tone to go for what should be, you know? But no, I really gotta, I just hate my, I hate looking at photos of myself right now, or I hate looking at myself right now, and mm-hmm. It's something I got to work on.
It does feel different in photos, weirdly. Like, first thing everyone always hates whenever they record anything is their voice.
Sure.
They're like, oh, yeah, I hate hearing my voice. Universal thing. Eventually, you edit your voice a lot, get used to your voice.
Yeah.
Or you just have to kind of move past that concern, right. Or else you do that type of performance where you can tell someone's new, where you do like fake shouting. You're like not confident enough to do it for real. You know, that kind of thing. Or you talk too quiet or talk shakily. You can like shaking.
Yeah.
You get used to that. Then on camera, you don't know what to do with your hands for a little while. And then you start to kind of feel it. And then you stop thinking about it as long as you practice. Then you'd think that transfers to photos. Nope. I feel like I've never had a photo taken in my life. Anytime I'm on camera getting a photo.
Well, what's funny for me is that, like, I know that when I look at other people in photos, I like the way they look and they look normal to me. And so the same should be true for myself in photos for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I see myself in photos and I'm like, look at who is that monster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like very bad.
I don't know if this is healthy or not, but I look at photos of myself. I don't like it. And then I go like, yeah, but like people think I'm hot.
Yeah.
Just go like,
I know I've like done that to some extent. Yeah. I think that does help me to remember just cause I so much don't like the way I look, but it's like, it's just a weird time I'm navigating right now with everything going on, but I'll figure it out.
I mean, hey, we are pretty privileged.
Yeah, it's true.
Which, actually, people in the comments let me know, is that a gendered term?
Interesting.
I used it the other day as I often do with the dog. I like was,
oh, yeah.
We took Ronan to a cafe and I was just like, he was like getting love from people. I'm like, you're such pretty privileged, dude.
Yeah.
You just, because you're such a little shit, they don't know. And he gets excited because he just likes being talked to. So he's just like, ah, I do. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
And there was I went with a friend of mine. And at one point, there was this girl that saw the dog. She was sat next to us. I think she was kind of trying to slide a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then while, I don't know whether it was me or the friend, but just kind of, you know, starting topics, you know, re-engaging. And then I just like was playing with Ronan and I'm talking to her. I was like, you got pretty privileged. You're too pretty. And then my friend that I was there with just like told me after. She was like, yeah, she rolled her eyes.
Oh.
She was like, she cringed and like rolled her eyes and then didn't talk to us anymore.
Oh.
And I was like, thinking about it as I got home, I'm like, is this a thing that people say to women more? Or it's, I've never heard that or experienced that. Like the only time I've ever heard pretty privilege is in reference to like sincerely benefiting from it or as a joke about a dog.
Yeah. You know? That's interesting. That's kind of weird, but.
It's very, I mean, certainly the trope of like women, this woman's successful because she's attractive is like, you know, avoidable. Course, yeah. I've just never heard pretty privilege be used for that.
Yeah.
I'll leave that to the comments.
Yeah, I'd be curious what people are thinking.
Thanks everybody for being patient with us while we are so very sleepy.
Oh yeah, but we love doing this, and it's a joy, it's a gift, it's a pleasure.
We're very lucky, and we've got more cool episodes. Oh my god, we got
there's so much stuff.
Up.
You guys have no idea, like. I guess
some
of
them.
I guess some of it's like happening now as people are hearing this, but it's at a time where we're like, it's kind of like we need to strike while the iron's hot. Everybody's in town, and so like there's just so much going on. But it's cool. Like I'm excited about it.
It's nice. I mean, it's fun to. It's nice that even when we're ever so EP, we just are friends with people, and it's nice to hang out. It doesn't feel like we have to interview someone or be kind of like
that's
on.
Good. Definitely.
It's just, I mean, we were just hanging out earlier. We come in here, put the mics on.
And I appreciate like Danny taking the time. Like we're supposed to record this morning and then I found out last minute that I had a meet and greet. And so then I had me and Chad had a meet and greet for like 2 hours today.
How'd it go?
It went well.
You little fuckers there, were you?
Yeah. And then we got some food after because we'd just been standing and talking for 2 hours. And so it's like, of course I'm tired. Cause I just like got back from standing and talking for 2 hours and then like ate something and then came here. But,
now we're sitting and talking for 2 hours.
And now we're sitting and talking for 2 hours. Then I'm going to put out the podcast and then I'm going to nap and then I'm going to do some more talking, socializing.
What is the thing?
Tonight? I actually don't know. I'm supposed to go to a dinner, with, some manager people. And so I don't know what the deal is with that, but I can ask if you can join in on that too.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up or whatever happens. I'm so conflicted about not bringing my Switch, dude.
Oh,
It was right because I would be staying up later just like playing it to unwind. Yeah. But at the same time, when everybody had gone over to the hotel and I was just chilling here for you guys to come back. I was just on Amazon. So I'm like, I just want something to kind of feel productive about. I don't have my laptop with me.
Yeah.
And instead I was just like, which I enjoy. Like, you know, I've got a lot of furnishing to do still. But the another part of it is just like, it's going to be Slay the Spire. It's going to be one full run of Slay the Spire, I reckon.
No, I just started Wind Waker HD and I want to see what it's all about, but I haven't. I'm like in the first town.
God damn, I wish I could play that in transit.
I know.
Oh,
fully, yeah. Oh, man.
Reggie, what are you doing? I know you don't work
Reggie.
There.
Reggie. I miss him.
I know you don't work. It's funny you think of him working at Nintendo, not just being it.
Yeah.
You see that thing about him being on like a school board?
No.
Like after he left, he just became part of like a college school board or something.
Oh, weird. He's also on the board at like a couple of companies.
Mm. He seems lovely. If we can get Reggie Fils-Aimé on the podcast.
Dude, that'd be cool.
It'd be weird. And complain because Wind Waker HD is not on the Switch.
Well, yeah, we should tell him Sega does what Nintendo don't.
He kicks our ass.
Like, no, I haven't heard that since the 90s.
Wow, I've never heard anyone say that before.
My body is Reggie.
I just feel like my Reggie fees of me kind of sounds like Owen Wilson.
Wow. My body is Reggie. My body is ready.
I'm going to go and play Animal Crossing New Leaf on my Nintendo 3DS.
Wii Fit Board.
That's all he comes out. That's the whole presentation. Wii Fit Board. Yeah, if you want. You don't have to.
Miyamoto.
Wow, Metroid.
Miyamoto.
Samus.
Yes, the announcer. The melee announcer, but it's Owen Wilson. Pichu. Wow.
King DDD.
Wow. Mega Man. Wow.
He's surprised. Wow, it's from Capcom.
Wow. Oh, Game & Watch. Wow.
Princess Daisy. Wow.
Wow.
Echo character.
Wow, interesting. Dark Samus. Wow, another one. Wow.
New Metroid Prime.
Wow. You know, it's kind of weird to advertise so many characters when there's so many Echo Fighters. Wow.
That's when you select someone.
Yeah.
He has to say it all. Judge, I want to play, man. Yeah. Come on, Owen.
Interesting. Dr. Mario. Wow.
Wow. What's his power set, man?
Wow. He's got a heavier pill. Wow.
Okay. Oh, Spike.
But that's basically the same. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Lucian and Marth. Interesting. Wow. No tippers. Wow.
What happened? Oh, Steve, it's going to be another boring match. Wow.
Wow. I was wrong. It's broken. Wow.
Just keeps getting drawn out. Huh? Game & Watch relying on it. RNG. Wow.
This is... The power? Was so much better cold.
Oh, the power, yeah.
And now it's like, you know, when things are warmer, you can taste the sweetness more?
Yeah.
It's definitely that.
It's a bit, it's Perry 0 out of 10.
But seriously, guys,
thanks
cut
for listening.
Cut the cameras.
You ever watch Raka Raka?
What's that?
It's like an old YouTube channel. Everybody, two brothers, Danny and Michael Phillippe.
Two brothers. No,
just two brothers. It's kind of, it was more popular in like the early to mid 2010s, but they recently made a horror movie. These were like classic action shorts. They were like hyper animated, weirdly well made, but zero production dollar action fight scene things they would do. But they were famous for making them super wacky and doing them very well. Haven't done as much on their channel for a while. Went away for a year, came back, and they've made this, by all accounts, like grounded, precise, low tempo, slow burn horror movie that like just crushed at Sundance.
Oh, that's awesome.
They got like according to them, and they seem pretty honest people, they reached out to be like Jordan Peele, Ari Aster, Steven Spielberg, like to just be like, wow, great movie.
Wow.
Wow. You did a really good job. Captain Falcon, not viable anymore. Wow.
Wow. Ganondorf, wow. Never was. Wow.
Sorry, Biz. Wow.
Wow. Game Watch, unfinished character. Wow.
Easy money. Wow.
Wow. 2D character, 3D space. Wow. So, anyway, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for joining us on maybe one of my favorite bits that I think we'll be doing off mic.
Off mic.
Do we work all the way through the roster?
Yeah, we literally. Who are we forgetting? Sora. Wow.
Kazuya has a lot of different abilities now.
Wow. Echo Fighters. Wow.
The more I say, the more I'm becoming Jeff Gump. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, we could be. Oh, wow.
Were you? Wow.
What if you Ken, Echo Fighter. Ooh.
Wow. Wow. Terry Bogard. Wow.
If you do the input, it actually does the damage that it would do in Street Fighter. Ooh.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
I'm Robin Williams.
Oh, Jigglypuff. Oh,
maybe they put a genie in this. Oh. Come on. Seriously.
For real?
These
come
days.
On, let it go.
All right, thanks for joining us. A lot more epic bacon. It's like 2 months of epic bacon episodes.
There's so much bacon.
Confirmed.
God, so much epic bacon. Thanks, everybody, though.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Good times.
I hope you do well and that nothing ever goes wrong.
I agree.
If it does, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to be so mad, dude.
So fucking mad. Dude, we didn't do thumbnail poses.
We'll have to figure
we
it out.
We can now, at least. I mean, we can use one for other episodes as well.
Yeah, I guess we switched to this camera.
I don't know why I would be doing this in the Danny episode. Huh? A skeleton?
Wow.
Let's keep this in the episode. Let's keep this whole bit in the episode. Us doing thumbnail. All right. Night-night.
Night-night.
mine.